Getting back to the type of testing, Katie, I was kind of struck. There was a big presentation at SGO, and it looked like there's not a total overlap between germline and somatic. That the somatic misses some of the germline, and germline misses some of this. Is that your take, and that really you can't be sure you're not going to miss anything unless you do both? Is that your take?
I mean, that's true. So if you do germline only for BRCA, just talking about BRCA, you're going to miss 7% of somatic BRCA. If you only do somatic, and there are different somatic assays, but there's one that we looked at in SOLO-1, for example, so I have that data, where we know we missed 5% of the germline. We knew all the patients in SOLO-1 were germline positive, and we missed 5% of them by just doing this one assay, because you miss large rearrangements, there's different call coverage, there's different classifications of variants, so there's all sorts of ways you can miss things. And that's just talking about BRCA, which is the most prevalent, but it's not necessarily the only story. So again, RAD51C, we want to identify that as well. That's an important gene, and we're learning, and these are 1.5 to 1% prevalent genes, and so it's going to take time to figure out which ones are predictive and which ones are not. But if we don't test, we're not going to find them, and they may be very important to patients. This is really a discussion about individualizing therapy and figuring out what each individual patient has, and BRCA is very important, and we have to test everybody. Period.
We were in here last night talking about lung cancer. You know, lung cancer, now we're looking for NTRK and ALK and things that are 1 or 2% of lung cancer. So that is kind of becoming, it seems like, where oncology is heading. That is the ultimate personalized medicine. Before we go through some of the clinical management paradigms real quick in ovarian cancer, just to kind of quickly go down the line about this issue. You're going to get into it more with your talk, but I just sort of want to get out on the table. Melinda, if you have a patient with breast cancer, I know it may be different, obviously different, but in general, what's your strategy? And you want to assess mutation status. In general, what do you think is the most effective strategy for docs in practice? NGS, germline reflex, germline, and how do you approach breast cancer?
Yeah, I mean, I think both strategies are commonly used. Certainly, if you look in breast cancer and the indications for PARP inhibitors, they're all based on the germline. So unlike in ovary, where tumor BRCA mutations are indicated for PARP inhibitor therapy, that's not the case in breast. And so we need to demonstrate germline mutation.
So for practical purposes, that pushed you towards germline. Mike, how about in pancreatic cancer? If you have a situation, we'll talk about what that might be, maybe any patient with metastatic, maybe any patient with pancreatic, but what's your strategy going
to
be?
My strategy now is to test every patient with pancreatic cancer for germline mutations, and for those with more advanced disease, which is unfortunately the majority, to also test them for the somatic mutations.
And in terms of germline panel or BRCA?
Germline panel, germline HRD panel.
Emmanuel, what's your strategy in prostate?
Metastatic prostate cancer, everybody starts with a somatic, and then you work backwards. And then with high-risk localized, you start with germline because there's no clinical need at that moment to know the somatic status, but you need to inform the family.
So when Emmanuel submitted a slide, I saw these slides on the NCCN guidelines. I'm like, I don't remember seeing all this stuff. And you said it's actually just about to come online. You're on that committee. Can you just briefly talk about, and you're going to get more into your talk, but just as a preview of that, what the NCCN came up with this committee? Because I was like, whoa. Like Gleason 8 gets BRCA testing.
Right, so the NCCN Committee for Prostate Cancer looks at two categories, germline testing, so let's take that first. For germline testing, anyone who presents with metastatic disease buys germline testing, and anyone that has non-metastatic disease that has a Gleason score 8 and above gets germline testing. And the somatic testing is very simple, it's anyone that presents with metastatic disease.